Elixir by Davis Bunn.
This book is dedicated to three friends, wise men all. Chip McGregor, Don Pape, Steve Arterburn, who started me down this road. Chapter 1. Taylor stood atop the cliff of Guthrie. The hill's curved ascent formed an immense sound baffle so that the ocean roared at him from all sides. Below him, the narrow cobblestone lane snaked between red-roofed Basque houses to the medieval harbor. Further out to sea, the cliff's natural enclosure had been extended into great stone arms. These protective walls rose 20 feet above the ocean's surface and narrowed the harbor mouth to about 75 feet. Today the surf was so mammoth, each inside wave crashed over the walls and bathed the stone in foam. A mist rose from the skirmish of water against rock, drifting like earthbound clouds. Taylor breathed the salt-laden air and knew a piercing regret over having been brought to this magnificent realm on such an impossible quest. A trio of doll-sized surfers began the paddle through the harbor entrance and out into the wash. The outside break was gigantic. Even from this height, Taylor knew that he was staring at the biggest waves he had ever seen. It was one thing to dream about surfing the behemoths of the Basque country. It was another thing entirely to have no excuse for not paddling out. "Puts the old gut in the right twist, that." Kenny Dean was a Brit who had migrated from London to Devon by way of Australia's Gold Coast. "First time I caught sight of the heavies out there, I felt the old fear factor grab my throat like a noose." He clapped Taylor on the shoulder. "Cheer up, Yank. It's a lot worse than it looks." Red Harris moved up to Taylor's other side.
"I don't see how that's possible."